Coming up next on the TGIS Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TVMALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 guten Tag.
If you're ready, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what it do, baby.
Now, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Rao Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Oh, my goodness, folks. Hey, hey, welcome into the Wednesday edition of the Jay Rao Show. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Let me say this before we even get started. I am in a foul mood tonight, folks, because we are having some serious issues with this raggedy-ass BTR, and I'm tired of it. Ooh, I am so fed up. Let me do this. Mwah. Kisses for all the girls in the world, the exception of one that she knows who she is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Let me tell you, tonight is Help Wanted, okay? This is the show that we wanted to answer questions from people from social media. So we are trying our best to fight through it, but I'm going to tell you right now, man, I'm pissed. I am pissed off. Okay, coming up, we're going to play an old news broadcast for you because we were not able to load any of the new stuff in, so bear with us tonight. But the conversation should be good, so, hey, what they say, the show must go on. Let's get this party started right. T.O.!
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Rao Show starts now.
Boom! You never know, that's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Internal Revenue Service official who triggered the storm over the agency's targeting of conservative groups invoked her right against self-incrimination at a congressional oversight hearing today. NPR's Craig Windham reports Lois Lerner initially revealed the tougher screening 2 weeks ago.
Before asserting her Fifth Amendment right, Lerner told the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee that she has not done anything wrong.
I have not broken any laws. I have not violated any IRS rules or regulations, and I have not provided false information to this or any other congressional committee.
When committee chairman Daryl Issa dismissed Lerner from the hearing room, GOP Congressman Trey Gowdy of South Carolina had a sharp reaction.
She waived her right to Fifth Amendment privilege by issuing an opening statement. She ought to stand here and answer our question.
Although President Obama forced out the acting head of the IRS, no disciplinary action has yet been taken against Lerner. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama travels to Oklahoma this weekend in a show of support for those affected by this week's deadly tornadoes. NPR Scott Horsley reports hundreds of federal emergency workers are also on the scene. They're lending a hand to local officials in the rescue and recovery effort.
President Obama's been getting regular updates about the storm relief effort from White House aides, and he's spoken more than once with Oklahoma's governor and other political leaders from the state. White House spokesman Jay Carney says Sunday's visit will be an opportunity for the president to see both the storm damage and the cleanup effort firsthand.
He will visit with affected families as well as thank first responders.
The President has directed his administration to provide all available resources.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano is also in Oklahoma, where she joined FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate, who's been on the ground there since Tuesday. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Sales of existing homes in April hit their highest level in nearly 3.5 years. That's according to the industry's main trade group, which says sales of previously owned homes last month were up 0.6% to an annual rate of just under 5 million units. Walter Maloney, a spokesman for the National Association of Realtors, says with a tight supply of homes in some areas, prices are continuing to rise, and homes that are in the market are going quickly.
Homes are selling in half the time it took to sell a year ago. The typical home sold in April was on the market for 46 days. That's down sharply from 62 days in March and 83 days a year ago. So buyers have to be both decisive and prudent, in addition to being well-informed about local market conditions.
In April, the median price of a home was up by double-digit amounts to $192,800. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke, during one of his periodic appearances on Capitol Hill today, told lawmakers while the economy has shown signs of improvement, there's still a ways to go, and that more Fed stimulus is likely to be required. That weighed on Wall Street slightly today. The Dow was down 80 points. You're listening to NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the three-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of The Jay Ryle Show. Jay's three-minute commentary starts now.
You know, back in the 80s, Rob Bass made a song, It Takes Two to Make a Thing All Right. Yeah, you remember that song, right? Well, if you really think about the basic premise of that song, when I say premise, but if you think about the name of the song, really, it's true. It takes two. It takes two to make anything successful, especially when you're talking relationships. You know, I remember back in 2009, we had a show and we talked about why are there so many single women in their 40s? And so I said, hey, listen, the reason why there are single women in their 40s, and guys for that matter, there has to be something wrong with them. And oh my God, it was almost as if I cursed out Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, it was so bad, we had to have an apology show for all the ladies that used to tune in to get them to come back to the show because they were so pissed off based on the comments that we made. Now, you know us, we're never serious here on the Jay Ryle Show, but it struck a nerve with a lot of ladies. And people called in and were saying, what are you talking about, Jay? And that's when we had Tyreek Styles and Home Team in the house. So that's how long ago it was, back in 2009. But when you think about it, you know, I've always said that it's always harder for you to find love later on in life. And the reason why is because you're set in your ways. If you're in your 40s, you are set. You have a routine. You know how you want things done. That's just it. Versus being in your 20s. In your 20s, you can learn to change. Because to me, I think when you're in your 20s, your personality really hasn't shaped yet. You're not who you are going to be for the rest of your life in your 20s. You're still trying to find your way. So to me, when you get married in your mid-20s, or even in your early 30s, there's an opportunity for you to bond and become one with your mate and be able to change the way you do business because, once again, you're not settled into your old ways. But once you're in your 40s, guess what? There's a routine. If you're in your late 40s, there's no way. Riddle me this. How many people that you know that's in their late 40s or maybe their early 50s and they've gotten married? Now, yeah, you can find examples of it. There's no doubt about it. But what I'm saying is, on the average, when you look at June weddings, you don't see a lot of people that are middle-aged, you know, in the Jet magazine. You just don't see it. Because, once again, once you get to a certain age, you become who you are. You are who you are. You are who you eat. You're not changing the way you do business. So now, for all you people out there who are in your mid-40s and, you know, early 50s, you're looking for love, my suggestion to you is, guess what? Figure out a way to coexist with someone else. Because if you do not figure out a way to coexist with someone else, you will be living your life all alone. And some people may be okay with that. But the thing that I laugh at, and I'm going to close with this, is how people always say, well, I'm single by choice. Well, that may be true, but in most cases it's not. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
I'm Rick Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The Jay Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. Elliott?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Man, let me tell you something, brother. Ain't a damn thing crack-a-lackin'. I'm going to tell you, man, I am so pissed off right about now that I am, you can see smoke coming off my damn forehead.
Well, is it smoke from something you just got done eating or what?
Man, stop it, man. Your jokes are not funny, man. This is a serious situation, and you're cracking jokes. Something funny
well,
about
hey,
this,
man.
Mr. Elias.
Yes, it is, man, because, hey.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, man. Stop crying. Stop crying and get the tissue, Tito. Damn. Swear for
hey,
butt,
look, man. Let me tell you something, man. We run a professional damn organization around here, and when the mess ain't right, let me tell you, man, I don't like it, dog. I don't like it.
It is what it is, man. We gotta do. The show must go on. Quit crying.
Hey, man, and then that heifer, Dr. Princess Idea, is out here. Let me tell you, bro, she is gone. Damn, with all y'all say, she is out of here like last year. I don't give a damn. I'm tired of her, man. I'm tired.
Oh, man, quit crying. You looking for any reason to get rid of her, man.
Hey, man,
any
look, she's making reasons for her damn self. Y'all put her, let me tell you something, man. If you had a person that was associated with you, and every time you wanted that person to be there and you could count on that person doesn't show up. How the hell, what do you do, Miss Elliott? Just you tell me. Riddle me this.
What do I do? I mean,
yeah, what do you
bottom
do?
Line, man, I don't know what's going on with this person, but yet and still, it could be a family emergency.
Yeah, stop making excuses. You know what, man? You are making, you are a wussy.
It happened.
Oh, you're a wuss. You're a wuss. You are a wuss. You just make excuses
know,
for her black ass.
Like
all right, okay,
you
whatever.
You don't tell
oh, man,
that
man. See, and they're the worst ones. They are the worst ones. Let's move on. I don't even want to talk about her ass no more.
Right,
it's like the damn
don't
match.
Talk about them.
I'll tell you what. I ain't dealing with her.
Momo B, would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
Oh, my Lord.
Mr.
I'm so mad tonight.
Mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't.
Give her ass a mulligan.
Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't ask her again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. I'm saying I'm going for my kids. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your damn mama. And there she was. Looking good. Had a Kenneth Cole shoes on. Versace. That was fierce. I want to ride something. Mama, big baby. Baby, baby. What's happening?
Hey. Good evening, everyone. Hi, Mr. Elliott.
I'm still damn good about it. Ain't nothing good about it. Something good about this evening, Momo B. Momo B, let me tell you something.
Let me
tell you something.
Dragging the ground.
BTR is screwing up as usual. I cannot put in any of the show. None of the stuff for tonight's show is loaded. None of it. None. Zilch. I had to fight to even get it to the damn switchboard tonight. I'm pissed.
Wow.
Well,
not
happy. Pissed off, then pissed on.
Okay, then here you come. Here you come with your nonsense. Here you come with your damn nonsense.
That's my
and then that curly ass head heifer once again. Them pull the damn 1-800 on her. Mother. Where is she at? See, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of her.
Did she send you a message?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mamobi. What'd you say?
Did she send you a message?
You know damn well that heifer ain't sent nobody no damn message. I'm telling you, all right, listen, everyone within the sound of my voice, let me tell you the promise. If you want to come on and be a female co-host, if somebody say yes, her ass is gone.
Don't do that.
She gone. She is out of here with y'all. I'm tired of this. She has no respect for y'all and no respect for the listeners when she does things like this.
Wow, man. Look.
Period.
You know she got things going on.
Yeah, like I said, it could be You know, you don't ever know what's going on. Right,
oh,
man,
stop it, Miss Elias. Stop it.
You know.
Even Momo B, we have a rewind that Momo B says, I see why J. Robbie trying to get rid of your ass. She knows. Momo B knows.
Momo was drinking at that time, man.
No, she was not. She was very sober when she said it, actually. I'm trying to tell you. She was very sober when she said it. You know what I'm saying? This is ridiculous. And y'all know it's ridiculous.
No, it's not. You never know what's going on in her life.
Oh, man, you sound like a damn wussy. Just add the P in front of it. You,
hey, you never know what's going on in her life.
What's wrong with her fingers? I guarantee you that, oh, you know what? Let's do this. We're going to call her ass live. Matter of fact, I'm going to do it in 10 minutes. I'm going to call her ass live. Yeah, we're going to call her live. I'm like, no, hell no. We call her ass live. We are calling her live.
Ass up in the air, getting
well, you know what? She better be touching her damn toes because I'm going to put my foot to ass as soon as I catch up with her ass. Yeah. Anyway. All right, look, Wednesday, it's the Wednesday edition of J-Rile. So 347-850-1272, calling number. J-Rile in the house, my boy, Mr. L.E.S., my girl, Momo BZ and the Heezy, the people that I rely on every day. They more reliable than this damn freaking switchboard. I'm mad tonight, y'all. I am mad.
Mm. Oh, man, get off it.
Maybe she's
I am hostile.
So far, she can't get in because of the switchboard. Maybe that.
Maybe. Right. This is crazy. Nuts.
Momo, how far do you live from South Beach, baby?
Woo, I was 45 minutes. I'm
going to
be there tomorrow. I'm going to be there tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Thank you for asking. How'd you know? You've been following me, Miss Elias. You've been sneaking around my office.
Yes, I have.
You're damn. Yeah, you should.
You've been snooping around my corners. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
I got to get to South Beach this year, man. I got to get to South Beach.
And to make matters worse, I got something up my nose, and I'm sneezing like a damn. Damn. I've been sneezing for the last freaking. I've got something up my. I got something up my nose. I got the sneezes. This is crazy.
You yourself. You see
I tried. I sneezed. I sneezed before I tried to. I sneezed before I did it. So, anyway, sorry. All right, 347-851-1272. J. Ryle Show, Wednesday edition. Yeah. One of these damn shows. Glad you guys are in. I didn't send out any show notices to none of the social medias. I mean, because of this damn. Oh, I'm mad. I'm mad. I am mad tonight.
I'm glad you are.
I'm glad.
I know you are,
because
that's what you are. You're a damn hater. That's what you are. That's what you are. You're a hater. And that's what haters do. I'm glad you're mad. Why the hell would you be glad that I'm mad, Mr. Elias? How much sense does that make?
Nice for a better show. Nice for a better show.
It makes for a better show that I'm mad?
Yes. Nice for a better show.
Yes, it adds flavor.
You're
young
P's
and
Q's
then.
I'll get your ass up. Y'all, anyway, guys, look, we're glad you're in the house.
That you are.
Bear with us tonight because this is going to be fun. And, you know, you can always tell when these types of things are going to happen. You can always I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Let's get into it.
Yes.
Pay attention.
Woo! 10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by The Ribs on the 10 Good Minutes, where we kind of spend time talking about things that are not on topic. And tonight in 10 Good Minutes, we're going to call Dr. Princess Aldea and find out where the hell that heifer is. Now, watch this. And we're going to leave our ass a message live. Hold on for a second. We call her ass. We're going to call her.
Yeah, it's a
let's call her ass. Let's see. Let's see can we get her in here. Let's see where this heifer is. And watch. Well, let me say, let me give you my answer, because we're calling Dr. Princess Never Hear Adelia. Let's see what we get here. Mm. Well, there's another damn thing ain't working. Oh, here we go. Let's see what we have here. Oh, look, now she shows up. Look, she just popped in here. Look, she just popped in here. Look. That's that. Well, I'm going to still leave my ass a message. Don't let her in. Hold on. I'm going to leave this message. Oh, I forgot she does the infomercial every time you call her damn line.
Thank you for calling. You've reached the voicemail box of Dr. Princess Adelia. Okay. I'm unable to accept your call, but your call is very important to me.
Whatever.
Leave a message after the tone, and I'll get back with you as soon as possible. If you are calling regarding business, please dial my office at 1-877-888-7979. It's 877-888-7979. I look forward to speaking with you.
Hey, Dr. Princess Ardea, this is Jay. Miss Elliott, come on, Miss Elliott, you want to say your name? Hello.
Oh, hey, Dr. Delia.
Dr. Delia, yeah. And Momo B, you going to say hi?
Hi, Dr. Princess Ardea, my sister.
We were just sitting here just hanging out, you know, doing what we do on a Wednesday. Ooh, by the way, we have a show tonight. So we wanted to call you and tell your sorry black ass that you should be at this show and that you're fired. Don't you bring your black ass back here. I don't want to see you no damn more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Go to hell. Have a nice life, you black wig wearing heifer. Bye.
Wow. Was that all right. Very nice.
Yeah, it was. It was very necessary. It felt good, too. All right. It felt good. All right, so listen. We have a few minutes before we get into the other one. So, listen, here's the deal. Now, the Trayvon Martin trial is getting ready to start, and it looks as if the defense, Ms. Delias, is trying to introduce stuff to the case about Trayvon smoking weed and missing class and all this stuff. You know they were going to do this. You knew it, you knew it.
It's a character thing, man. Of course it is. They're going to do that, man. They're going to try to destroy this man's young man's character, man. So, you know, that's what the lawyers are going to do. You know, you had to expect that.
But what does him smoking weed has to do anything about anything?
That's
who cares?
Right.
I mean, you know. Oh, look here. We know you don't care. That's for damn sure. Like, what they got to do
with
anything?
It doesn't have anything to do with it. And I hope the jury don't fall for that bull crap. They should know better. I don't even know. I would just sit there. If I was on the jury, I would sit right there. As soon as they said all that, all that. That's why I couldn't be on the jury. I couldn't. That's why when they send me my letters, I just throw them in the garbage. Because I already know. As soon as I hear some BS, I'm like, oh, excuse me, that's BS. They're like, oh, what the hell? You can't talk? I'm like, well, I can't talk. I'm supposed to just sit here and listen to everything. I got an opinion. They'd be like, oh, no, come out. You come out. Juror number 12, come out.
Oh, well, yeah, come out, put your head, look, come out, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say may be held against your ass in the court of law. Because if you show up, then they, you know, they're looking for you any damn way. You're going to get arrested if you show up to that damn one of them damn hands. You know the deal.
Because they always trying to trick somebody.
Yeah. What do you mean they're trying to trick? Well, okay, first of all, they're not going to allow it to be entered into evidence. But here's the thing that kills me. Now, let me ask you something. The jury, has it been sequestered?
If they wanted to, they wanted like 500 people to be sequestered, from what I understand. But
they wanted 500 people to be sequestered.
Yeah, because what they were saying is that, you know, all these people that the potential jurors need to be sequestered, all of them, not just one, not just two, but all of them. And they want to have a pool in case somebody gets kicked off the jury. So they want to have all these people sequestered.
Well, they do that anyway, Ms. Elliott. They always have people that's sitting on the sideline waiting to get in. I mean, that's nothing new.
Well, they're saying it was a pool, from what I understood, of like 500 people that they wanted to have sequestered.
Wow. Well, oh well. I mean, the bottom line is that you knew they were going to do this, and so they're trying to smear the brother's name. But I tell you what, now, here's the other part of that I was thinking about. We're going to talk about this in more detail on Sunday. The other thing that was so crazy about this is that we're starting to see a side of this brother. And here's my question, Momo B.
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star.
Who's still on Princess's voicemail?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good.
To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star.
Just hang up. Hang up the button.
Oh, it ain't letting me hang up the button. Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway, there you go. Once again, a comedy of errors. Jesus Christ. All right, so anyway, I'm glad you heard all of it, old heifer. So anyway, but here's the deal. My question is if this guy was a little thug, you know, a little thug life, I mean, shouldn't they know about this? Shouldn't the jury know about this at all?
I don't know why it matters if I was a thug or not. It's about what happened on that night.
They're trying to prove a point that he started it. That's what they're trying to say. He was a thug. He was,
Let's just be honest. This man was told not to follow this kid. So, thug or not, leave him alone.
That's right. He didn't do nothing. He didn't do nothing.
You were told by the operator, hey, don't follow him. Leave this cat alone. We'll send the police to handle it. So if your drunk ass or whoever you are want to follow him, whether he's a thug or not, you got what your ass deserves.
Wow. Okay. And Miss Elias has spoken. Okay. Well, I still say that, you know, I don't know. It just seems to me that your character is everything. And if you're a person that has a flawed character, I don't know. I mean, in some cases, let's go back to the O.J. Okay, let's go back to the O.J. trial. Okay, do you think the jury should have heard Mark Furman calling white black people, you know, the N-word?
Of course.
Why? But see, now you talking double talk. Why, Miss Elias?
No, I'm not.
Why? I'm asking you why. Why?
Okay. You're trying to assess that this kid's character when the police clearly told him who he's on the phone with.
But that's
not
okay.
Follow him. So whether I'm a thug or not, I was told by somebody, a police officer, do not follow this. Leave him alone. We'll handle this.
Okay, your point. I'm not following your point, Ms. Elias.
Okay.
He had no business stepping up to the man, and he had no business to shoot that boy.
I understand
no
that.
Shoot that boy.
I'm with you on that, but I'm saying that you want to, like, in the O.J. Simpson case, it's okay to introduce Mark Furman's thing that he's a dude that hate black people. Because that builds his character. That goes to show that, hey, if he can sit here and say these things that he said, you know, about black people behind closed doors, that means that his character's flawed. So it's okay for them to introduce that for him, but it's not okay to introduce that for Trayvon? Why not?
Well, you know, whether he introduced it or not, Jay, the bottom line is he was told not to follow this kid.
We know
thank
that.
You,
hey, look, and that's a part of... Okay, look, Momo, what I'm saying, and look, I'm on y'all's side, I'm just playing devil's advocate. What I'm saying is that when you look at the situation in a whole, when you on your trial for your life, you want to have as much bullets in your guns, no pun intended, as possible. So if you're trying to set up the fact that, hey, I'm trying to build a character that this dude is a thug, and, you know, even though I ran up on him, that still don't give him the right to do what
but
he did to me. And I had
to... You're comparing apples to oranges with Mark
Furman. No, I'm not. You know why? Because the Mark Furman situation is what they tried to establish in the O.J. trial was that Mark Furman was the type of guy that could stoop as low to bury or
exactly.
to contaminate evidence against
somebody that was in charge of somebody else. He was a police officer that was in charge of a case, whereas you got a kid who's not
but
in charge of
But they don't have anything to do with it.
You're comparing apples to oranges, man.
No, I'm not. You're trying to build this. No, I'm not. You're saying, see,
Trayvon and Mark Furman are the same.
No, Miss Elias, you're not.
An investigator who's raped compared to a kid.
Miss Elias, all I'm telling you is that the reason why they try to establish that with Mark Furman was because of the fact that Mark Furman was a guy that they said was a racist with a badge.
He was a racist with a badge.
And so they had that
he did something wrong, which he may have. But this is different. We're talking about a victim. Mark Furman was never a victim in the case. There's two different things going on here. So if you want to make a comparison with another victim.
Okay, I I tell you what, we're going to talk about this on the other side. We'll finish this conversation on the other side.
We'll finish this on the other side.
10 Good Minutes is sponsored by the Ribs on 5020 Highway 78 in Memphis, Tennessee, the home of the all-you-can-eat $14.95 barbecue buffet. Tell Denny Denny at the J. Ross Show sent you. After the break, we'll continue the conversation. Dear, hold on, baby. We'll get you in. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening, I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
UrbanQualityCharts.com. Hi, I'm meteorologist Scott Larian. We're checking out our three-day forecast, and it takes us on into the holiday weekend. It looks like some thunder showers rumbling here in the heart of the country again for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, but nothing like what we had earlier in the week. The weather system, which touched off the violent weather in Oklahoma and Texas, is pushed to the East Coast for Thursday, but it's certainly much more benign. It's certainly not generating the severe weather like it did back in Oklahoma, temperatures in the 70s and 80s. So we've got some thunder showers here in the heart of the country for Friday into the weekend, but nothing like what we had earlier in the week. High temperatures in the 60s and 70s across the mid-Atlantic and the Northeast, 80s and 90s across the Gulf Coast, and some cooler than average numbers out on the West Coast. We've got an upper-level low that's hanging off the coast of California and Washington. It's keeping some 60s in Seattle and Portland and 60s down to Los Angeles also. For the weekend, not a lot of precip for this holiday weekend across the country, but right here in Missouri and Iowa and Illinois, might have to make some alternative plans with some indoor grilling. We're not expecting much severe weather, but we could see widely scattered showers and thunderstorms here in the Ozarks of Missouri and southern Illinois. Comfortably cool across the southeast to kick off the holiday with 79 in Atlanta, 71 in D.C., and 62 in New York City.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the old school Get Hype song, dog.
Pleasure when you treasure all that's new and true and gay. Easy living and we're giving what we know we're dreaming of. We are one having fun walking in the glow of love. It's so wonder, it's so clear. By a fountain, climbing mountains as we hold each other near. Sipping wine, we try to find that special magic from above as we share our fair talking in the glow. abounded, summer, spring, winter, and fall. All the people meeting, people laughing, dancing till the dawn. And we'll always be like this, flowing in the glow of the
when you talk to me, okay?
Wow. 347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272 on a beautiful Wednesday. Now listen, folks, if you're just tuning in, we've mentioned at the top of the hour, we are having some serious issues with BTR Radio. So, unfortunately, we were not able to get in any of the new stuff. I'm still trying to get Kim in for you for the listener lounge. But right now, all our breaks are from last Wednesday, so we apologize for the late weather and, of course, the late news. Hanging out with my boy, Mr. Elias. What's up, that big dog?
Yeah, who you with?
Who you with? Of course, Momo Beezy in the Easy for Cheesy.
Yes, yes, yes. It's on and popping on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Thank you very much. God bless you all.
And there's nothing wrong with hearing Luther again, huh, Momo B? Ain't nothing wrong with that, huh?
No,
I still got a little rise out
there.
There's
nothing wrong with Luther. I love it. Hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey. We got one more member of the family.
Who's that?
We got Dr. Odilia. How are you, Dr. Odilia?
Hi, everybody.
You ain't know my family.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I am your family. You son
no,
of
you're
a
not.
Guy.
I don't know you.
I had, you know what, we had to let go one of our, one of the instructors of one of my clients, and I ended up having to teach a class tonight. And I just got out. I've just gotten out of the class. Please forgive me. Please forgive me, everyone. Forgive me for my my late arrival, especially Mr. Elias and to my sister. I don't know about Jay, because Jay could care less. He would love for me to be off of the network in the first place. So anyway,
347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Who do we have in line, dog? Who do we have in line, dog?
We got the real deal, y'all sister. The real deal, yeah.
Hey, baby, how you doing, girl?
Hey, Jay Wild, this is Delia in San Francisco. Lady Cab Driver, Dr. Princess don't remember me. Okay, that's cool. Anyway,
Doctor, who don't mention that name on this? We don't know who that is.
No,
I don't remember who the hell that is either.
Jay,
what's up, baby? What's up, Lady Cab Driver? Well, you know what? I'm going to get some cab driving for you, girl. What's going on, baby?
I'm good, but I got to tell you, sir, I don't agree with you on this one. And
I know you
Elias
don't.
Is right. It is apples and oranges because when you say that when you compare them saying what Mark Furman did and compare that to them talking about Trayvon Martin, it's completely different. But the apples to apples would be that they had tried to impugn Nicole Brown Simpson in the O.J. trial and had said that she was a slut and therefore that's why somebody should have killed her. You know, because that's what
they
basically said about Simpson.
They did try to do that.
Well, I don't know about that, but you brought the Mark Furman issue. And the reason why the Mark Furman issue was brought up in that trial is because Mark Furman said that he didn't have any bias against black people and he didn't use that word, and they found the recording where he used that word numerous times. And so that impugns his credibility if he says that I'm not racist and then you have a tape of him sounding extremely racist.
But see, there you go.
Yeah.
You just threw my point. Well, you just threw my point, baby. Let me tell you.
Von Martin can't defend himself. He's dead.
You just proved me. Tell you why you proved my point. And listen, I'm on y'all's side
just for
Well, I'm going to tell you how you did. Let me tell you how you did. You proved my point because, see, what they tried to establish, they tried to assassinate Mark Furman's character. So what they did was he said one thing and they said, okay, we're going to prove that this guy cannot be, you know, he cannot be trusted because he's a liar, pants on fire. It's all about his character. See,
no,
you know, that's why they brought
him.
He
wasn't the victim of the crime, though. He was not the victim of the crime. That's what I'm saying. That's why
he's being a liar. He was a liar. That's it.
And plus,
he's
a liar to defend himself against what they said about him. And Trayvon Martin only has his parents and the prosecuting attorney to defend him.
You know, I tell you what, I'm gonna let you have this battle tonight.
Did I miss
no,
this on
Ryan's
show? Is this a serious side or is this a Jay Rowell show? Why are we talking about?
Who is that talking? Is he in the background? Do we have some echo in the background? What the hell is that noise in the background? What is that?
No.
What is that in the background?
Okay,
Ernest Radio Network. That's two.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, D. We have another situation. Let me ask you. Here's a hypothetical, and give me your thought on this. Let's say.
Let's say the firing of the dot. Go ahead.
Let's say that you had a person that never, ever, ever, ever was always late, never reliable. You always depend on them. They always show up late with 50,000 excuses. At what point in time do you say enough is enough? I just want to get your opinion on this, lady cab driver. What do you think you say about that situation?
Well, you know, on this issue, you and I do agree.
Because
she was teaching the class. So on this point, you and I do agree very strongly. She could have let you know I'm going to be late. She could have texted
you,
Facebooked you, let you know that.
Let me tell you what
happened.
Thank
you.
My client,
we want to hear it.
She's being rude to our guest.
How can a guest be rude to another guest? Put her ass on hold. All right, so here we go. So what you say, baby? Did you say that you were looking for a radio home on Wednesday night? Did you say that? Did you say that your butt can fit in a nice leather chair, nice and snug? Did you say that, girl?
I'm multitasking right now, and so I have an audience in the cab with me. I am being a lady cab driver.
You?
I got a late shift today. So if I wasn't multitasking, I would gladly show up to the J. Wild show.
Oh.
You know, maybe I can come on the serious side on Sunday because I'm not usually driving then.
Oh, well, you know, I tell you what, baby, you know, get with me, you know, we'll talk, baby, because it sounds to me that you are willing and ready. That's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like to me that you are willing and ready to go to the next level, girl. So, yeah, you just let me know. Because, you know, I got number love for you, baby.
We would love to have an additional party. Will
you speak French? I never knew you was a black French person. What the hell are you talking about,
We would love to have an additional party.
Yeah, whatever.
We would love it.
Yeah, shut up. All right, so yes, baby. So tell your cab.
I didn't know Dr. Princess Odelia was running things over on the TJRS.
She's not running a damn thing but a damn mouth. Nothing. Not a damn thing. Came out of nothing but her lips. Loose lips, sink ships, D, baby. You know the deal.
Because I know who's running things on the JKN, and I know who runs things on Six Eyes Radio, but I thought that Jay Ryle was running things on the Jay Ryle.
Well, I don't know. You know, Miss Elias, Miss Elias,
he's
running stuff.
He's been given a new name. His name is called Jay Real. And when you think of...
boop your mic's off. All right, so anyway, yes, so yes, D, you're right, baby.
Are you taking my name? Because I'm the real one.
I tell a girl. You let me know when you're ready, because, you know, we can, you know, maybe what we can do is maybe you can come in 3 Wednesdays, and maybe that other one can show up maybe once a month. That'd be cool. I think we should probably move towards that. All right, listen, I'm going to put that on the table right now. I think we should move that way.
Right.
Yes, sir, baby, yeah, let me know, girl. You let me know, baby.
Oh, boy.
Nothing but love for you, girl. Nothing but love for you. I love you, girl. I love you, baby. Ooh, look, she said back at me. Tell your cab driver, tell your passenger we said hello. And we would be more than happy for that person to continue to listen to the J. Ryle Show with our girl, Lady Cab Driver in the house. Thank you, baby. Thank you, girl.
Okay.
You know I love
you,
baby. Mwah. All right, 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. What you say, Miss Elliott?
Go ahead, man.
Shut up. 347-850-1272 was our caller number. 347-850-1272, Wednesday edition of the J. Ryle Show. 15 minutes after the hour. Folks, listen, tonight we have the Help Wanted sign up. We reached out to social media all over the internet and asked for you to give us situations that we can discuss on the air. And this is the reason why, Momo Beezy and the Easy, I love Tag. This is the reason why I love it. We have 3 stories from Tag that we need to talk about tonight.
Okay.
So, Momo B, we have three. We have 3 stories that we have. I mean, they're good stories, too. Good, juicy stories.
Am I still on mute? Yes, you are.
Yeah, you are. So we have 3 wonderful stories to talk about tonight.
Let me say this first. You know what, Princess O'Neill, I love you. I really do. But the funny thing about this is when you, they say you off mute, you hear unmuted. When you're on mute, you hear muted. So when you say, am I on mute? Why would you ask that? Like,
no, because I really didn't know. Because I was, you know what? I had myself on mute, and I was talking to somebody in the background. So I didn't know if I was on mute or not.
I get it. So you wasn't paying attention. All right, there we go.
No,
right.
I was lucky to ask.
Thank you, Momo. Give me a hug.
Wait, sister, are you trying to put me under the bus?
No, sister. You know what? Let me tell you something about the bus that I be riding on. I was too old to play until you start interrupting my flow, then I got to check you. So I was talking to you, and I'm here.
Sister, I still love you. It doesn't matter. You put me under the bus all you want to.
Yeah, I love you. Anyway, let's get back to what we were saying. Come on, I want to hear the topics. Come on.
All right, here we go.
Shut the hell up. Did I say it 5 times?
About 6 times in a row, and I let you slide. But you know, you're right. We shouldn't even do that for you no more. Sorry about that, doctor. Sorry about that at all. All right, so listen, like I said tonight, we have topics that we're going to talk about. I mean, and some of these topics are good topics. Now, I warned everyone in advance that we were going to have some fun with them, but at the same time, we were going to try to give honest answers. All right? So the first one is the preacher's son. And I told people I wouldn't use their names because, you know, I don't want them to get embarrassed. Yeah, so I just said that I'm going to introduce the scenarios in my smooth TJRS style. What the hell is that? And we will look at this thing. It's going crazy. And so then we will talk about it. This thing. I tell you, the show is nuts tonight. All right, so here's the deal. This young lady on Tag, and I love you, Tag, wrote and said that her brother is gay. Right? But here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
The brother's gay. Their daddy is a pastor. The brother wants to tell the daddy and the mama, but he is afraid that the daddy would disown him. The sister is having problems with this, and she is concerned about her brother's mentality. So here's the deal. So should she, and here's what she wants to know, should she tell the dad what the hell's going on?
Yes.
No, she shouldn't.
But the boy should.
Okay,
we're not talking to you. Hello. Excuse me, guest. Let our panel members answer first, and then you can come in last.
Okay,
yes, Mo B.
I said that's not her story to tell. That's her brother's story. So she shouldn't say nothing. That ain't her story to tell.
Call me again.
So wait a minute. So you're saying that she shouldn't. She's concerned about her brother's well-being. So you're saying that she shouldn't tell. She shouldn't say anything.
What do you mean she's concerned about her brother's well-being? What's the matter with her brother? Her brother has his. It's his story to tell. Is what I'm saying. She shouldn't go run and tell daddy. She's worried that daddy's gonna disown him. Him and his daddy gotta work that out. She can't tell. It's not her place to tell it.
Daddy is a black pastor. You're not black pastors all about gay people.
Daddy is, but so what are you saying? That if she tell him, it's gonna be different? No.
Can I answer this question, please?
You can wait your turn, and if she keeps laughing,
we'll
put her on mute.
We have a phone call, Bumblebee. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272.
We
have a phone call.
He's
laughing
and cuckling in the back.
It's Dr. Princess Aldea calling in from Michigan. Hello, Dr. Princess Aldea. Would you like to answer the question of the day, please?
Listen, she high. She on steroids.
I'm just trying to bring our callers in. She called into the show. Yes, Dr. Princess Aldea. Yes, welcome to the show. Would you like to ask our QOD the question of the day? Hello?
Listen, I got things to do.
Here come our babies.
There was a man and a woman on the radio. There were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink after drink.
Yeah. Here come our babies.
I was weird.
Sex is for sex.
Yeah.
Sister, that was just too funny.
I didn't leave. Why am I gonna leave? I wore this dress and no drawers on. I'm staying here and enjoying myself.
Six.
Yes, that laugh kills me every time. Hey, Miss Terry girl.
Oh, hey,
everybody. Hey,
hi,
Mommy.
Hi,
Princess.
Hey.
Say hello to. Hey, we have a guest on the line. Say hello to our guest, Dr. Princess Aldea.
Oh,
she's calling in.
Yes,
yeah, she's calling in to answer the QOD, the question of the day.
He didn't kick me off the show for two minutes, because that's all it's going to last is 2 minutes. So let me tell you something. I'm going to answer the question. I'm not a guest, doggone it.
You have to wait for your music in order for you to answer the question. I mean, you know, only phone calls, you know, goddamn, we just can't let you just jump in there. Let's try it again. All right, 347-850-1272 is our call number. 347-850-1272. Mr. Elias, man, who do we have on the line? Is it Dr. Princess Aldea from Michigan? Hello, Dr. Princess Aldea. Welcome to the J. Ryle Show. So would you like to answer our question? What should the lady do in this situation, Dr. Princess Aldea? Thank you for calling, and thank you for listening, as always. So yes, Dr. Princess Aldea, yes.
Wait a minute. First of all, for those who are listening for the first time, I'm not a guest. I'm asking a woman who's
calling. Hell, you're not. Yes. Can you ask me a question, please? We have to get to our people. We have to get to our panelists now. You have to hurry up now. We just can't give you all this time. So, yes, Dr. Princess Aldea, caller from Michigan. Would you like to answer our question, please?
I would like to answer the question. And the man. The man. Go and tell his father and stand up for his rights. If he's gay, then it should be known. And so be it. If the preacher man can't take it, then the preacher man needs to go back to the throne of grace, wherein which love is to be established, and find his faith of love so that he can love his own son in which he was derived, which is his father. I don't want to hear it. He should feel comfortable and presenting the fact that he is gay to his father.
Yes, thank you so much.
As far as the sister goes, yes, I do believe that it's the son's place for him to tell his own situation, and it's really not up to the sister to do so. So that's my position. Thank you very much for this time.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, it's Radio Network on the Jay Rouse Show.
Thank you for calling in.
The Jay Rouse Show. And when everybody thinks of Jay Real, I want you to think of
thank you so much. Those callers is taking having too much time. Too much time. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening, too. Thank you so much. All right, so, hey, Miss Terry, girl. Let's get back to our peach that's here in the studio, girl. So let's talk to you, baby. Yeah, I did. So, so what should you do? Now, here's the scenario, once again, if you're just tuning in, folks. Scenario is that it's called the preacher's son. We have a guy that's gay, right? His mom and daddy don't know he gay. He wants to come and tell. He wants to tell his daddy, but his daddy's one of these Baptist preachers that look down on gay people. The sister is concerned about the brother's mental state. So she is like, she wants to tell the father because she's the older sister in this situation. So should she take the initiative to tell the daddy that the son is gay?
Well, I think depending on the family dynamics, if she's the person that he says it's okay for her to tell, then fine. That's on him to say it's okay. But I think that he should go ahead and tell. I'm one of those people that be happy now. You know, if nobody else is happy for you and you happy, then you be happy because it doesn't matter anymore. If he can't accept you because you're gay, then hey, Dad, I'm gay. I love you, and you know. What can you say? You know, just be happy and show them that you're happy and go on. I'm not going to be arguing with nobody about my sexuality. I'm not going to worry about no. I don't. I'm different. I don't give a damn about what anybody feels about me.
We know that.
Well,
we already know that. You have to make that damn announcement.
Well,
we got that loud and clear from your ass.
Well, I mean, because you got to be happy. You know, the most important thing is if you're not hurting anybody and you're happy, and that's it.
Let me ask you something, man. Should she at least tell the mama? Neither parent knows. Should she at least tell the mama and then let the mama figure out a way to tell the daddy?
No. That's her brother's position. That's her brother's right to tell. Not hers. You know, so she should let just to let the brother tell his own business, man.
That's right.
But what if the brother? Let me ask you, Mama. What if the brother gives her? And I don't know this. I'm just throwing something out there. What if the brother gives her permission to ask the daddy? Do you still think it's, you know, his responsibility to do this, or can he let his big sister handle this situation?
Well, if the brother gives her permission to tell the daddy, how old are we? But anyway, if he does want her to do it, then I guess it's okay for her to do it. But I don't understand why it wouldn't come from him. Like, come on now, we're grown. I don't know how old they are, but I'm assuming they're grown. So, big sister, will you please tell daddy for me? Come on, we above that. Come on, he should just tell the father or not.
She's the older sister. She's the older sister. She's
the
older sister. She is. Hold on, I'm gonna tell you. She's 24. The brother's 16.
Oh, he's 16.
He's 16.
He is
16. He is 16. She is 23. That's 24.
Oh,
one of them.
Well.
Yeah.
Now that makes a difference. I thought we was talking about grown folks. Yeah.
No.
Can I change your answer?
Yeah, go on, change it there, badass. I don't give a damn what nobody think about me.
It's
just my ass.
He's 15, so, you know, 16. He can get emancipated and be grown and go on about his life. But, when you're living under your family's roof, then, I guess there's certain things that...
There you go.
You know, but what are you thinking and then you going for? You didn't say all that in the beginning, so don't be thinking like we all knew that.
I just found out. She's listening to the show. I'm on tag now. She's listening to the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't deal too much with preachers and preachers' wives and stuff.
We know that too.
I feel no. It's just.
You are heathen though. Are you heathen?
No.
Are you heathen?
No, I'm not.
No, because you know what? They don't even know themselves. Okay, go ahead, Miss Terry.
Well,
when you get done, I want to say something.
You know what? And I think what we're going to do tonight, because I couldn't get Kim loaded in, and so many people wanted to hear Kim tonight, we're going to try to push that back to next Wednesday. We're going to talk this through because we have two other ones. I asked for people to send. I have three that I selected. There are plenty out there, but I have three that I want to talk about tonight. So I think we're going to talk about them. So if you are a person on tag who sent in a story or a question, we're going to try to answer. I notified the three people that we were going to talk about, but since we're going to probably go all the way into it, I'll pick one more during this next break. So we're going to talk about these tonight. All right, so we'll finish this one up on the other side. It's the J. Ryle Show. It is Wednesday, 347-850-1272. And as promised, I will not use names, but we will try to give you some advice in our own special way. We'll be right back after the show break. Don't go nowhere.
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of the J. Ryle Show and the serious side of the J. Ryle Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me?, where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight, Fort Worth police is looking for an 11-year-old boy who hasn't been seen since 11 p.m. Monday night. Police say that 11-year-old Isaiah Alexander is black and has long hair. The boy's mother told police he never came back in after being told to take out the trash at his home on the 5700 block of Blackman Court in North Fort Worth. Officers have searched on the ground using bloodhounds, but to no avail. Police has also used their helicopter to take a look for the boy from the air. Police are staying near family members' homes in Fort Worth just in case the boy turns up there. Anyone with information on the disappearance of young Isaiah is asked to call the Fort Worth Police Department at 817-335-4222. Once again, that number is 817-335-4222. We pray for the safe return of young Isaiah, and we pray for his family. If you know of a child that should be featured here on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is contact us. You can contact us via email at thejryleshow@live.com. That's thejryleshow@live.com. Or you can go to our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/TJRS Radio Network. Or you can contact me direct on Facebook. Just send me a message at JAYRIL. We pray for all missing people, regardless of color or age. You've been listening to Have You Seen Me? I'm Jay Ryle. And until next time, God bless. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area, or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
There's the next face you see.
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Columbine,
Virginia Tech,
Tucson,
Aurora,
Fort Hood,
Oak Creek,
Newtown,
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 Newtown.
How many more?
How many more?
How many more colleges?
How many more classrooms?
How many more movie theaters?
How many more houses of faith?
How many more shopping malls?
How many more street corners?
How many more?
How many more?
Enough.
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 Demand a plan.
Right now. As a mom.
As a dad.
As a friend.
As a husband.
As a wife.
As an American.
As an American.
As a human being.
For the children of Sandy Hook.
Demand a plan. No more lists of names. It's not too soon.
It's too late.
Now is the time.
Before we all know someone who loved someone on that list.
No more lists.
No more.
Who they might have been. No more.
If we had just done something yesterday. It's time.
We can do better than this.
We can do better than this.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for our leaders to act.
Demand a plan. Right now.
Right now.
You! Demand it!
Enough.
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 You are listening to
Welcome
the
back in.
Radio Network. Network.
347-850-1272 is the call-in number, 347-850-1272. If you're just joining us, once again, we had some serious issues where all the breaks tonight are breaks that were from last Wednesday. So we do apologize for that. And just to give you an update on that particular story, if I'm correct, and Ms. Cherry, you can correct me here, I think that young man was found safely, right?
Yes, he was.
Okay, good. So I just wanted to make sure. Just in case someone is listening to this and wondering, no, that's not a new one. And I hate that because we have a new one plugged in for every show. So listen to Ladies First Radio on Friday. The one that was supposed to play tonight will be played on Friday. And, of course, we will re-air it on the Saturday edition of the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272. Once again, we do apologize. No Kim tonight either. Brenda, I apologize because you put, I love me some Kim. Well, you won't hear Kim tonight, but I promise you that you will hear Kim next Wednesday, all right? So the Listen Lounge, full effect next Wednesday. Plus, we're working on a guest, speaker and author. I'm trying to get some information on this guy. Should be interesting. So hopefully we'll have him in on Wednesday. So Wednesday, next Wednesday, will be a treat. If you're listening on the J. King Network, I'm not sure we had issues trying to get logged in with them as well. But if you are listening, coming up at the top of the hour is the music business, the way I see it, with Light Skin in the house, telling you what you need to know about the music business, plus playing all the best and indie artists. So that's featured at the J. King Network. And, of course, if you're hanging out with us tonight, we're going to continue on because that's a real good story. So before we left, we were talking about a situation where a young lady, she's either 23 or 24 years old. She has a 16-year-old brother that lives at home. He's gay. And he wants to tell his parents that he's gay, but she is concerned about her brother's well-being because the daddy is one of those old Baptist preachers, and he ain't trying to hit at. And so she's concerned, and she wants to know, should she tell the dad or somebody? Should she tell somebody, Miss Terry?
Yeah.
Should she at least tell the mama and let the mama go from there?
Well, I think that she should talk to her brother, and she should be with her brother and support him as he tells his family. It's really sad that you can't go to your parents with issues like that because people kill their, you know, kids commit suicide behind this.
Yep.
And, you know, these preachers need to understand that they're not there to judge. God is the only judge. They are there to love and support.
Look at this one here. Like you've been to church in the last century. Look, your ass ain't been to church in about 10, 12 years.
Hallelujah.
I know that's right.
But she's telling the truth.
Jesus just saved your life.
Hallelujah.
They are not there to judge. But oftentimes, if you got the pastors feel like they have the right to judge based on the fact they read a scripture in the Bible that they feel gives them justification to judge people. They say you judge people by their fruits, you know. But I'm like, come on,
mm-hmm.
man. That's not a reason for you to judge somebody. If you are supposed to judge people in the character, whereas you decide if you're going to do business or you're going to align yourself with somebody, but not to judge them based on choices that they've made, because we all have an option to have choices. And as I always say, gay is not a choice.
I was just getting ready to correct
for
your
most,
ass, and thank you, Gaz.
Yeah,
I mean, for
people,
a damn phone call,
yeah.
You sure get a lot of damn
airtime.
Damn. Raise
her hand. Gay is who they are.
We are
spirit housed in
the body.
Yeah,
right. She ain't letting you work around here. Thank you. God bless you.
Wait, hold on. What you talking about? I'm almost done. But listen,
no, you're right. You're almost done. You're done now. Booking
you
myself.
Know,
all right, so thank
twice.
You very much, Dr. Princess Aldea, for calling in once again. Boy, that joke, I didn't know we were so popular in Michigan. Boy, all the people in Michigan, there's only one person calling from Michigan, though. So if someone else from Michigan is trying to get in, please call in, because, you know, that damn Dr. Princess Aldea is going to keep calling in, and we love her for listening. Thank you for being a favorite of the J-Rock Show. All right, okay. Follow me.
Okay, so here's the deal. Is the guest on mute? Because she always
want
to jump in when
I'm talking. Yeah, the guest is on mute, but she must get speed down.
Now, what's the question?
Should she at least tell the mama and let the mama try to help?
What I'm trying to tell you is, I don't think she tell nobody unless the brother says that he want her. She can't tell people on her own. This is a disaster waiting to happen. Don't tell nobody on your own, because the brother confided in you because he felt that he could trust you, and he wants you to guide him. So for you to go around and tell somebody without him knowing, that's wrong. What she should do is. Coach him into talking to somebody else. Let's talk to mom. Mom will understand. Come on, let's talk to mom. Let's talk to Aunt Gertrude. Let's talk to somebody. Come on, come this way. Like, give him an avenue to go down. But for her to just go and talk to people, mom and dad, no, that ain't gonna work. It's not gonna work. Because when the crap hits the fan, he's gonna be like, I don't know why you told, and then they're gonna break out. The only person that he could trust, he's now gonna not trust and dislike.
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense.
All right, well, you know what? That's good advice. So, okay, I think we spent enough time, but I think somebody want to get in on this. So 347-850-1272 is our call number, 347-850-1272. Mr. Elias, man, who do we have on the line, dog?
We have Gina on the line, Jay.
Hello, Gina. Where you calling from, girl? Hello, Gina?
Michigan.
Oh, someone else from Michigan. That's you. Shut up. You had me fooled for a minute. Miss Elliott, turn her mic on, Miss Elliott. I can't do it.
Okay.
Hello, Gina.
Yes.
Hey, Gina. How you doing? Where you calling from, girl?
Cleveland.
From Cleveland. Hey, Cleveland.
No,
all right, so listen.
Welcome, Cleveland. Welcome.
Welcome, welcome. So here's the deal, Gina. We have a situation, and tonight is Help Wanted. We are asking people to help folks with certain situations. And here's the situation. We have a 23-year-old young lady who has a brother that's 16 years old, right? Still lives at home with the parents. Mama and daddy does not know that he's gay. So the sister is concerned about not only her brother's mentality as far as where he's going mentally, but she thinks he's going to probably do something to himself because he does not want to continue to live a lie. But that dad is one of those old Baptist preachers, and you know how they get down. So here's the question. Should she intervene and tell the parents that the brother's gay?
Yes. I know how Baptists are, and I think what is in the dark is going to come to the light anyhow.
Mm.
So I think they should get it over with.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about, Gina, girl.
Okay.
So you would tell. So you would go in and say, you would say, hey, listen, this is the deal. And so should she go with the brother or should, I mean, how should she do this? She's listening to the show right now.
If he doesn't want to go, fine. If he doesn't want to go and be there with her, fine. I think it would be up to the brother if he wants to go with her or not to help.
That's fine.
Uh-oh.
Hit it. She's coming in bad.
Well, you know the board acting up. I can't really. You coming in bad,
it
Gina, baby. You coming in
it
bad.
So
wrong.
So wrong, baby.
Gina, baby, call back in, girl, because your audio's messed up. She sounds like she's out the boogie, but this gives us an opportunity to do this, baby. All day.
I'll put me down.
Uh-oh.
Take on my leg.
Before you have to get to your show. So let me ask you the question because I'm curious to what you have to say.
You're
the scenario. That's one of our guests. That's one of our callers. Say hello to one of our callers, J. King. That's Dr. Prince is going to be a caller from Michigan. Say hello to her. She's a guest on the show tonight.
Hey, so you guys finally cut her words loose, huh?
She's a guest tonight. She's a guest tonight. She's
a guest. Hey, J. King, how are you tonight? You okay?
I'm wonderful. You know, I just got back from Honduras.
How was Honduras, Dow? Are you feeling good? Huh?
I feel good every day, Dr. Princess Odilia. I wake up with breath in my lungs, but I want to answer the question about people getting
What's up, light skin? What's happening, man?
Thank you.
Yes.
Stay out of people's business. Keep y'all noses out of people's business. If the
so
boy
she's in jail.
Daddy to know that he's traveling on an old dirt road and he Captain Brown.
That's all they can ever say.
Now, listen, I'm gonna tell you why. Let me tell you why.
Right.
She could push him over the brink. She could push him over the edge. You know, this is the thing because we have so many prejudices and we don't know. Daddy might be a closet, might have tried something before. You know, just because you're a Baptist preacher don't mean you ain't Captain
exactly.
Brown Eye.
Exactly.
So you know, a lot of those third world travelers, the little sweetie petite, the sugar boys, is in the church.
A lot of gay people are in the church and they're suppressing it because they feel it's evil.
A lot of them, they don't know because because people made them think it's evil, but they feel it.
Right.
It don't matter if you're a boy or a person or if you're one of them boys.
The
boys. And, you know,
boys with the boys. The boys. All right, so that's good. All right, so listen, there you go. So I think we've kicked this one around. I want to get into another because I told I would do three tonight, so we're not doing the lounge tonight because we had some technical difficulties. But here's another one, and this one here is juicy, 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 fruity. Here's the deal. Here's a female. Here's the deal. Here's a female that...
here we go.
This is good. Here's another situation with a sister and a brother. Her sister-in-law is pregnant by another man. And so what she wants to know is, should she tell her brother? Her brother's nose is wide open, but her and the sister-in-law...
Yes.
Can I finish, please, guest? Why is she still here anyway? She's supposed to call in like everybody damn else. So anyway... Her and her sister-in-law are very close, all right? And this is, she wanted me to make sure I put all this out. Her and her sister-in-law are very close. Her brother was unfaithful to the sister-in-law first. The sister-in-law tried to get her back, but she ended up getting pregnant.
Yeah, because we have babies when we do
deal.
That.
Should she tell the brother that the sister-in-law is pregnant by another man?
Tell on that hoe.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, like you know, you know what, man. Wait a minute, light skin.
Can I ask you, please? Can I just, yeah, I promise I'll be real.
You can answer, you can answer once we cue the visitor music. Yeah, you can answer then when we play the visitor music. Of course you can.
Yeah,
but right now.
I just want to answer it real quick.
All right, she's gone. She's gone. All right, so anyway, so yeah. So, okay, so
sorry,
that's a good one. Ooh, this is a good one. This is a good one.
Hey,
oh, man, this is good. So, light skin, man, you're contradicting yourself, man. You just said,
no,
stay out of people's business.
No,
because
this is what.
Yeah,
light skin
never
going to
tell nothing. He ain't never going to tell nothing. I remember
I'm
that.
Telling this right here
that's
because you trapped past the dirty hole.
Oh, damn.
Pay me back. Oh, you going to pay. Oh, you want to pay me back? Tick to tick. Get the
dick. No, it's not you. You're not. Listen,
I'm talking
this
about
light skin. Light skin, you're not the person. You're the sister of the brother. So you always say you're the brother.
I understand, but if I'm the sister,
you staying out.
I'm the brother.
Out.
My sister just told me what happened. Ho got to go.
Hold that thought because we have someone who actually called in with a problem and they want us to resolve. So we're going to get back to the other ones, but since this person called in,
we must be extending the show. We must be extending this because I don't see.
Nah,
it.
We ain't extending no damn show.
Oh, yes, we
oh,
are.
Yeah. Well, No, we're not. All right, 3478501272. Number 3478501272. Mr. Elliott, who do we have on the line, dog?
We have Gina back on the line, Jay. She has a problem, and she
Uh-oh.
Wants us to resolve.
Uh-oh, Gina, we all ears, baby. We are all ears, girl. What's your situation, and let us help you out.
Well, am I on mute?
Now you are. Put her ass on mute.
She is. You said that. That was a beautiful cue. She is now, yes. So, yes, Gina.
I'm not looking for any emotional help or anything like that.
Okay.
I'm looking for some real-life shit.
Okay.
Oh, Gina, baby. Ooh. Okay. Go ahead, girl. I know it's pressure. We don't use the curse, but I know it's so much pressure you have to use the curse words. So go ahead, girl. Help
ain't
yourself.
That something? Ain't that something?
Hey, I hear you. I feel you too.
Go ahead.
Yes, Gina. Yes, baby. Yes.
So I'm in Cleveland, and I wonder if anybody knows a good doctor.
A good doctor in Cleveland? Why do you need a doctor?
I know a doctor feel good in Cleveland.
So what kind of doctor?
Yeah, what kind of doctor, baby? What do you need?
Okay, somebody has come to me, and they feel like they have something that nobody has ever heard of.
Oh, damn.
It's called a lipid pneumonia.
Oh, damn.
And no doctor will see him or give him a thorough, proper examination to prove that it's there or not.
Can I give her some advice?
Light skin, because we don't know what to tell her. Yeah, you tell her. Yeah, what?
Stay away from your friend, because whatever you got, the doctor don't want to see him. And if you go see him, the doctor ain't going to want to see you either.
Thank you, light skin. That was.
I think that was great advice. I don't know what's going on right now.
So this person has a disease that no one
has ever heard
has
of.
Ever
and
heard
you
of.
On a radio show and asking us, we don't know nothing about that.
I know something about it. I just gave her the best advice.
No, you did. You did. You gave her the perfect.
I know something about this kind of stuff.
Why doesn't she go to the emergency room? Why didn't she go to the emergency?
Put her on mute.
How'd she get back before this joke? She's slick, man. I don't know how she getting through all this stuff.
Like
Jesus Christ.
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
How'd she keep getting back in here, man? She must be out of damn back door key or something.
Mr. Elias, feel sorry for her. Mr. Elias.
You fumigate the roaches, they come back. They don't just stay away. They have to do it a few times before they stay away.
All right, so Gina called back. So Gina,
okay. They bring babies.
Yeah, that's true. So Gina, okay, so this person has a disease that no one's ever heard of. I think we have to follow the advice of light skin and stay away. We have no clue.
I gave you the best advice. My advice is so good that if you call the doctor, he would say you follow good advice when you listen to light skin. Because we won't see him for a reason. We don't want it, and if you go, we ain't going to see you, but we don't want it. And obviously, you want it.
It's not
contagious.
And you like it. Why y'all laughing? Why y'all laughing? It's not funny.
It ain't funny.
I'm like,
I don't know why y'all laughing.
I'm like, Dr. Billion, have you been to the emergency room?
The doctor won't see her. If she go to the emergency room, they might shoot them. Nobody wants this.
I never heard of that before.
Y'all's a mess. This is what she need to do. He needs to go to the emergency room with a lawyer. And if don't nobody take care of his ass, shoot that motherfucker in there. That's what you need to do.
The lawyer don't want to be with him. The lawyer isn't going to be around him because the lawyer won't be around to collect his money because the doctor's already said we don't know what he is and you are in trouble.
I agree. You know what, you mess with him. If I was a lawyer, you came out and said, I need you to come with me to the emergency room because I got something to
do. I wonder how they caught. So did they catch it? Did they catch it through sexual relations? I mean, how did they catch it, Gina?
Yeah, because you're good at that, but go ahead.
Anybody ask you that? Sit your ass down, Miss Terry. Sit your ass up. They stand you.
See, that's what I love me from Miss Terry. I love when I'm sleeping on my game. She's right there.
I'd like to throw some hot grease on you.
That's how much I love your ass.
No hot grease.
Hot grease. Yeah, okay. So Gina, so is this a sexual? Did this person contact this through sexual relations or what?
They don't know how they got it. Hello?
Is your name Gina?
It is not contagious.
Yes, Gina, baby.
And Google it and read about it.
I can't even spell it, so you know what? She did try to get kind of flowers that time.
Yeah. My show, so I ain't gonna say what I want to say.
Hey, Darcy.
Yeah, sure, I know you. Yes, like this.
Yeah. She told you to Google it, though.
Eric Vigala is in the J. King Network. He's in a J. King Network chat room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He said, call the Dem Boys Foundation. They're
helping. Dem Boys. Oh, damn.
But my thing is, Gala, you ain't got an answer for her. You confused, and he told you to Google it. So, why don't you get
to
Google it?
She didn't tell me to Google. Okay, thank you, Gina. I can't even spell it.
What's the name of it?
I can't even spell it.
Who's supposed to be Googling?
What's the name of it?
Who's in charge of Googling?
Well, I don't know what it is.
I'll Google it. What's the name of it?
What is it again, Gina? Tell us again, baby.
LIPID pneumonia.
LIPID. LIPID, is that what she said?
Correct.
That's what she said, I guess.
That's what she said. You know, the funny thing is, the same information that you're Googling right now, he could have Googled himself. So I don't know what's supposed to be going on right now. Let me tell y'all what happened.
He Googled it. He found out what it was. He said, oh, damn, let me call Gina.
See, y'all need to stop. All right, Gina, baby, thank you for calling, sweetheart. We love you. Oh, Lord,
thank
have mercy.
You. Come on, next.
Mama
B,
nobody, you stop. Because I know what you were.
Yeah, she told.
Mama B starts like,
she told you to your ass to Google it. What you going to do about that?
What you did get? She did get kind of back on
it. I don't know the disease. We never heard of. We know PhDs up in this mother. And she wanted to Google it. I don't know what she's talking to.
I want
to
say bye. Google J. King Network. Good night.
Thank you so much.
Everybody on J. King Network, good night.
This is not the doctors. This is advice.
What about
the doctors?
No. Okay, she wanted advice.
Just regular, everyday advice. But she she want an opinion to tell her homeboy of some unknown disease. This is my show, baby. You
are
the one.
You don't want to do that.
Wait.
You guys cannot
hear
me. What the hell?
Gotta go,
This person has been muted.
You know what? I was getting ready to cut Mr. Elliot S.R. from the real deal. Holy thing.
All right, so light skin. So what were you about to say, light skin? Or did he leave? Light skin again. Oh, there he is. All
right,
so light
skin.
So what were you about to say? What did you say?
I said, you know, first of all, she should, you know, I think she did call a race show.
She did, okay. Why you say that?
She knew better next time. She called the right show.
Because we gave her some damn good advice. Because if it wasn't for us, she'd be over here right now, half dead.
Well, thank you, like you said. All right. Okay, so let's get back on this other issue because that person's listening to the show too. All right, so now.
Why you gotta Google? Why you gotta talk like that?
Shut your ass up. I'm serious with you. But tell her, shut up, too. Y'all leave her alone. She called in. We asked her to call in. She wanted to know.
You asked her to call in. You should screen your callers.
Hey, well, Mr. Elliott, he's supposed to do that. All right, so listen, here's the deal. What are we going to do about the situation, the sister and the sister-in-law and the brother? What do we do in that situation? How do we handle that situation?
Now, see, tell them to call Dr. Phil. That's what you do.
Hello, am I on mute still?
Yes, you are. So how do we handle that?
Asshole.
Hold on. Did she call me an asshole?
Yeah.
If my brother was married to somebody and that person was fooling around or had another baby by another person, I swear to goodness on everything, I would pull my brother aside because that's where my loyalty lies. I don't care.
Nope.
I will. Anybody else can do whatever they want. I'm telling you what I would do. So if yes, I would tell my brother because my brother deserves to know. And no woman be telling my brother that he has a baby that he doesn't have.
That's right.
And it won't happen while I'm alive.
And thank you, guest. And I want to jump on that bandwagon and say my brother is my keeper. I love my brother to death. My brother's the other side of me. And if anybody plays him like that, yes, I would tell him. Yes, I would. She better tell me the truth. She need to go to somebody else. Don't tell me. Because we all know I'm telling. You're not telling me nothing about my brother that you. That my brother's not the father. And my brother think he is. He's gonna have. He's his firstborn. And no, you're not. You don't want to tell me anyway.
Would you tell your sister-in-law that your brother had a
upside
baby?
At the end of the day, let's get back to the point.
Momo B is there for loyalty. My brother is my brother. I just told you my
brother.
What is she yelling for? I already told you. I'm sorry.
I don't know. She's doing
it.
She keeps getting in. I ain't trying to mute her.
She's crazy. I already told you. I'm telling my brother. If my brother's girlfriend or wife or whatever she was
was pregnant
by somebody else, I'm telling my brother. If she was dumb enough to tell me, knowing that my brother is my keeper, I'm telling my brother. And if my brother had a baby outside of their relationship, I'm not telling her nothing. I don't owe her nothing. I don't owe her a thing. I'm just
sit back and let the chips fall where they may. I'm not sneaking on my brother. That's my brother. My brother is my brother. When she's gone, 5 years from now, my brother is still my brother. My brother got my back regardless. Look, I don't know what's going on in the background, but now I'm frustrated. I keep hearing stuff. I keep telling y'all I'm not down for this, but my brother is my brother. He could do whatever he want to do.
That's right.
I'm
that's
not telling her nothing.
Stand by your brother.
Because you know what? The bottom line is I know my brother got my back. Regardless, he
stand
done proved that time
your
again.
Brother.
So I'm not going to get him jammed up what if he did this
saying?
Or whoever around the corner, whatever. I'm not going against my brother. And yes, I'm telling my brother if some bootie mama is going against him. You're a father and you not? She telling you you are, you not? And she told me that, no, I don't really know. I don't really know. Yes, I'm telling my brother. Get out of here. Don't come up to me. And she's on top of that. I'm going to bust her ass. How about that?
Oh, damn. Oh, damn. Thank you, Momo. We really got you fired up. All right, so let me read something because she's listening to the show, too. She said her brother did her sister-in-law wrong. He cheated on her in the beginning. He put his hands on her in the beginning. And so she put up with it, so she decided to move.
It's called blood code. It's called blood code.
But wait a minute. Wait, you guys are not getting this fact. Basically, she's saying she's on her sister-in-law's side.
Yep.
That's basically what she's saying. So their relationship ain't like you and your brother, Momo.
Their
relationship is a little different. Wait. It's a little different. I'm telling you. I agree with you, Miss Terry. I agree with you. Their relationship is different. So why the hell are you calling and asking us our opinion if you already know what you're doing? Why are you calling in here asking us our opinion? When you're not on that brother sister crap like we do, so just go on.
Yeah.
Go on. Bye. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Meg. Yeah.
Oh my God. Thank you so much, Momo B, for your freaking advice. Jesus Christ. This girl.
Why you calling up here? That's what that did. You know what you gonna do? Why you calling up here, you old heifer?
My thing is, if you don't own some real, genuine cheese, nigga, then don't be calling up here with no crap. We gotta stop that. Come on. Who else is next? We got some issues to solve.
Yeah.
We got some dishes to wash. Jesus Christ. 347. Did you say we have some dishes to wash? 347.
No,
272. Oh, my God. Okay. Miss Elliott, let me ask you, girl. What you thinking, Miss Elliott?
I'm thinking this is getting outrageous.
Give her an answer to the damn question. What do you think, Miss Elliott?
Because y'all don't know how to cipher to filter these questions, for real. Like, for real, if you don't want our opinion, if you're on the sister-in-law side, then be on our side. Love it.
Okay, thank you, Momo. All right, so Miss Elliott, are you gonna give us a response or what?
Yeah, as soon as I can get in. A working in edgewise.
You can get in, Mr. Elliott. You can get in. Anytime you feel like it, homie. Jump.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Get a room.
Okay.
Get a room.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah.
I'm going to get in anytime I want to.
Get a room. So anyway. So yes, Miss Elliott, give her some advice. She's asking for advice. You know, we don't get to get mad. I asked him. I solicited for mail. So what's the deal, man? Talk to us, Miss Elliott.
Okay, her brother was wrong for his for what he did, but two wrongs don't make it right, man. So I would tell my brother. I would definitely tell my brother, hey, look, your lady, you know, I mean, why should he take care of a child that's not his, man?
Exactly.
You know, for the rest of his life, man. You know,
that's a burden of the whole family. Now, Fourth of July cookouts, we gotta cook for somebody extra that ain't even related. Come on, now, that's not even right.
Be quiet, Momo. What the hell are you talking about? Oh my God, gotta cook for somebody. You throw us some damn beans and rice. Sit your ass down, girl. Beans and rice. Uh-oh. Oh damn.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Yeah.
You in it?
I really love it.
I forgot who this is.
You ladies don't seem to realize how valuable my time is.
Wow!
My neck was feeling good, but I gotta put this damn helmet back on because I got a funny feeling.
I have some absence wiggling. I want some perfection.
Rock
guy, Rob Smooth.
Yes.
What the hell is going on with you, stranger?
Rob Smooth. Okay.
Alrighty. All that build up and this Negro is nowhere to be found. Thank you, Rob Smooth, for wasting 30 minutes of our time trying to bring your ass in.
Man.
Oh, okay.
My bad, dog. I did a Princess Dr. Mushroom Head Odelia. My fault. I had myself on mute, man. Damn. Hold on, family.
What's happening, man?
Oh,
where you been?
We know you talk so much crap. You talk so much crap. Here we go. Okay.
Well, this is
the
reason why I haven't called in, and I was hoping y'all still had her on mute. But that was gonna be. I wanted y'all to solve my question. I used to listen to this show that I liked all the time until they brought this loudmouth 100,000 word person on there, and now it's hard for me to listen to the damn show anymore. So can you help me solve that problem? What can we do about that? How can we get that problem solved?
I've been trying to, I'm just trying to get, I've been trying to get rid of ass, but still, just keep letting it back in.
Yeah, okay, that's me.
And Momo B,
get rid of me.
Can you help me? Can you help me with
that
problem?
You can't get rid of me.
Hello? What's the problem, Rob? Tell me what you want.
What's up,
Rob?
Momo B?
What's up? I miss you. I haven't heard you in a long time.
Hey, do you hear? Y'all hear a little gnat buzzing in the background. Do y'all hear that?
And you know what I hear? I hear a fly that got maggots attached to it.
Gotta go, gotta go.
This person has been muted.
I heard some muting going on.
Thank you.
All right, so Rob Smooth, listen, man. We have one more story, man. We have about 18 minutes. We have 20 minutes left. I want to get this last story in. So, all right, here we go. So I'm not sure if we... No, we hell we not. So I don't know if we answered that other question. Well, only doing three. So here's the last. Well, because you get mad because they ask a question. I can't believe you called up here with some disease and talking about somebody pregnant. What you want us to do?
Yeah, you should never let that one in. That's what I'm telling you. Wasted time. That's what I'm talking about.
I thought it was a damn good one, personally. All right, so here we go. Here's the last one.
It was a waste of time. Is what it was. What else?
Here's the last one. The last one is this. This is a guy, all right, found out that a kid that he has is not his child. All right? Now, he found out, the girl told him that it was his kid when the kid was a baby, but when the boy got a little older, he realized that the boy don't look like him, so he got the boy a damn DNA test. Found out
that
the kid's not his. It's not his, but here's the situation.
Yeah,
situation
what's the question?
Is this. Here's the situation. Situation is this. She's trying to take him to court for child support on this kid. Now, he hasn't paid it before, but he decided, I'm going to do the right thing. But now he realizes this ain't his kid. So his thing is, should he tell the little man's 8 years old, should he tell the little man that he ain't the daddy? And second of all, should he fight this thing in court? And he wants the TJRS answer to his question. So, brother, we're going to make a little fun of you. But anyway. I didn't ask him that. Well, look, go ahead and ask the question. Maybe he'll respond because he's listening too. So, I don't know. We'll give him a second to respond.
He's signed a birth certificate. He can forget it. He's going to pay. That's just the way it works. Even though he's proving his kid or not, he's going to pay.
How old is the boy?
8 years old. 8 years old.
Uh-oh. And what state is he in? What state?
I didn't ask him that either. Okay, he's listening, so maybe he'll respond to that one, too. All right.
Because the state matters, because in California, they'll take him off the birth certificate, and he won't have to pay no child support.
Yes, so the state is very important. Type on in your state.
Oh, they didn't type on in.
I'm going to tell you something. If you're in New York, you're screwed.
Okay, here we go. We got it. He did not sign a birth certificate, and he's from Memphis, Tennessee. There you go.
Oh, it don't matter what state he's from. He didn't sign it, so.
Oh, well.
Why are you lying on the board? Like, how is that going to happen?
Well, because I think, hold on. Okay, so the question on the table, brother, is why all of a sudden is she coming after you with child support? So we'll wait.
She needs money to sign a birth certificate. What state that work in? Let me know.
Look, he got a good job. Does he have a good job? Evidently, she feels that she can get money out of him. She probably done tried with a couple of people, and she won't be the last one.
Are they married?
Yes.
Let us know. Let us know what state he's from.
Okay, he said Tennessee. Okay, here we go. He said he's from Tennessee. I already asked that one. And he said that.
I'm sorry.
Hold on. My damn computer's locking up. Hold on for a second. God dang it.
Tennessee.
So he's from Tennessee. And then what was the other question? What was the other question, Miss Terry, that you had for him?
Well, the state, but. He didn't sign the birth certificate.
Yeah. He said that because he acknowledged that that was his son in front of her, and she's trying to use that against
him. That don't matter. And what he needs to do is let her bring him to court that way he ain't paying nothing, and let us come out of the pocket, and he will win, guaranteed.
And then I'll sue her ass for fraud.
All right, so.
Go right to Judge Judy. Judge Judy don't like no fraud.
So he's, okay, yeah. he's asking, I can answer this question. He's asking, was the last young lady who spoke, is she an attorney? Hell no, she's not no damn attorney. Man, listen to her ass. She's going to have your ass locked up.
Yes,
she ain't no damn attorney. She an attorney at all damn mind. Listen to her
Yes, I'm a ghetto attorney. This happens in the ghetto all the time. I know. I got a couple cousins.
Yes,
she knows.
Hell no, bro. Don't listen to her. Man, you're talking crazy.
No. Jay, don't fart. Don't fart. Everybody know. I don't know what spaceship he dropped off of, but everybody know that you don't got to pay if it ain't yours. He ain't signed no birth certificate. What are you talking about? Go and do your business. And you know what? I'm saying.
That's our drunk attorney, brother.
Is he black?
She get the best of life.
We got to handle this. No, I'm not drunk, and I'm not on mushrooms.
I thought you were drunk.
I don't like mushrooms. No. Do you hear slur in my feet? You could clearly know what
I'm talking
about. No, you kind of don't.
Because when you hear it, I hear it. I already know. Can I ask a question? What are we talking about right now?
Oh, no.
Where are you calling from? What's your name? Everybody is the demise. My old sister, leaving me. Leaving me out here
to
Because this is serious, because this man, I mean, I get tired of men being dogged about child support. So if he didn't sign anything,
no.
And they're gonna do a DNA test if she bring her him to court.
He already did a DNA test.
Oh, well, that's a wash.
Here's his concern, because he is listening. Here is his concern. His concern is about the young man. He cares about the young man, and he's concerned about, more than anything, should he tell the young man that he is not the daddy?
Well, you know what? My thing is, for real, from the bottom of my heart, you shouldn't be asking us. You already know the relationship you have with the young man, so you already know. She can come or not. You already know if she's going to crush his world or not. I don't know you to tell you, do it.
Don't do it. Thank you, Momo B. God bless you and your advice.
Do you know what to do and what not to do?
Yeah.
If he has a relationship with the kid, then he should keep it. Come on, let's go.
Go ahead, Miss Terry.
If he has a relationship with this kid, then he should keep the relationship up, but be honest with the kid and say, I'm not your father, but I'll be there for you. Because that's the real thing to do, because it's not the kid's fault.
You already know that. If you're a real man, you take care of your business, you already know what the real deal is. You need a bunch of strangers to tell you to keep doing what you're doing for the sake of the kids.
You don't understand the concept of what this is all about, Momo B. People call in and do that all over the world. He just wants to hear other people's advice. Thank you for yours. God bless.
There it is.
Thank you.
When you have a doubt in your mind of what to do about a kid and how I should handle a kid, or how whatever, think about the kid first. Then the solution is there. That's all you got to do. It's not how you feel, how you've been treated, what you've done over the past, how much money you spent. If you want to question America, who don't even know you, about what you should do in your life, all you got to do is say, what if I was Jason, Javon, Henry, Hank, whatever his name is, put yourself in his shoes. There go your answer.
I don't know what that is.
That's
they,
your answer
they,
right
they
there.
Okay,
your
thank
answer
you.
Right there. When you,
okay, thank
you.
You we got it.
Shoes of the kid, that's your answer. You got to call up no
okay,
kid.
There you go. You got it. Okay, Miss Elias. Okay, yes, thank you. So, all right,
I'm
so let's go down. Let me ask Dr.
Life is so simple for me.
Okay, thank you, Momo B. God bless. All right, so we're coming up. We're about 10 minutes out.
You
said you're welcome. Bless you, too. You go to hell. All right, look, Dr. Prince, do you give us an answer? We're going to go ahead and bring you in, caller from Michigan. Give us
an
answer.
Yes,
Rob.
Welcome,
Doug. Put it on, Rob. All right, so, all right, Dr. Prince, do you give us an answer?
Thanks for listening to the show, Michigan.
Yeah, so what's your answer?
Listen, when we get off of this show on the Jay Real, I'm going to talk to you.
Oh, okay, really. You say it one more time. Your ass going to hit the showers early. One more time. Just say it one more time. You hit the shower early.
What was the question?
Oh, she called me too. She thought I was
flipping,
didn't she?
She sure did.
She called me too. Okay, here you go.
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
She tried to play you just like
I tried to help her ass.
That's
what she did. Yeah. Oh, I see. You don't do the start stuff. That's all you do. That's all you do.
All right,
look,
you did.
Yeah,
thank you,
Rob. Go look it up yourself. Yeah, look it up yourself.
Yeah,
how dare
you? You think you a lot nicer than I am, because... Oh,
yeah, well, I know, because it's a woman. Anytime a woman calls,
why she doing a call up here anyway? Why she got a call up here? I mean, you know, yeah.
All right. So, look, all right, hopefully tonight... It's time for our last call. Last call coming up right now. All right, look.
No!
Glad you guys participated in the process tonight. I don't know if you got your answers. I knew you guys wanted some funny answers, but some of you guys wanted to just kind of get another person's opinion. And listen, let me tell you something. I feel the same way, too, because every now and then, during the three-minute commentary, I'll ask questions. I mean, so sometimes it's always good to get away from people that you know, because people that you know you, and they may have an agenda in a situation. So every now and then, it may be nice just to get some folks. And listen, we know that people listen to us all the time. And in radio, which is probably the most intimate part of entertainment, you feel that you know us. You listen to us every Wednesday and Saturday. So we appreciate you bringing it here and letting us talk about it. So now it's time for Final Thoughts. Let's take it around the table. Let's bring our guest back in from Michigan. Guest, we're going to let you have your final thoughts. Yes, Dr. Princess O'Dean from Michigan, Detroit, Michigan. Final thoughts.
Well, first of all, I just want to say that I had an absolutely awesome time tonight. I want to thank you guys for allowing me to be a guest slash host on the Jay Real Show.
That's not no slash. It's just guest. It ain't no slash.
I would also
it's
like
guest.
For you all to embrace the vision that
I gotta
I
go.
Have.
I'll talk to y'all later. Peace.
Jay Real, hello. Give me a please, I want you to envision this wonderful vision that I have of J-Row. It is one way in which his head shines, as well as his belly and his legs.
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
Thank you for your final thoughts there, caller from Michigan. Lose our damn number. All right, Miss Terry, it's time for your final thoughts. Go, girl.
My final thought is have a nice evening. My head hurts and I'm getting ready to get me a beer. That's my final thought.
You're going to get you a beer. Well, don't use that as an excuse. Oh, Ms. Elliott, hell no. Hell no. Leave that up out of here. All right, so anyway, thank you, Ms. Terry, for that final thought. It was beautiful and short. Thank you so much. Momo BZ in the Heezy, final thoughts.
My final thought is, I love all the calls for calling, of course. If it wasn't for them, there would be no us. However, I want to say, when you call in with your own topics and you want advice, I want to tell you this. I'm keeping it real because that's what we do. Number one, mind your business. Number two, we ain't got time for your bullish. And number three, if you want to hear some mother ducking bullish, then you better call another mother ducking line. That's just it. I'm not trying to cater to no, oh, should I tell my no, mind your business. And don't call here. And if you don't answer to your question, don't call here. I don't opinion. But why would you go here? Oh, I already know what I'm going to do. I already know what I'm going to say. Then do it. You waste your time because other people out there wanting our opinion.
She wants to give her final thoughts. Caller from Michigan, would you like
you
to give your
to
final
tell
thoughts?
Me, I was on mute the whole time.
Yes.
No, we heard everything. Thank you. We heard everything. Thank you.
Sister, I'm gonna see you at the top of the hour because you done put me on the bus and then you use your final thoughts to bash your sister.
I'll be there.
Has been muted.
Well, I thought you were trying.
Why you gotta mute her? Well, you didn't mute. Go Google it. You don't know the other information. Yo,
alrighty,
I'm so done.
Alrighty then.
Right now, you be letting outsiders disrespect you, but you want to disrespect your insiders because they come and they tell me.
Hey, she ain't no damn insider. The hell with her.
Yes,
she is outside of the night.
Yes, she is.
All right, Ms. Elliott has man final thoughts.
Somebody, some stranger told you to go look up shit and you were all right.
Hit her in the damn eye.
I'm gone.
Hit her in the eye. All right, Ms. Elliott has final thoughts.
Final thoughts. No more big talking about getting in earlier. I'm going to get in because I like booty. More important than breathing. More important than water.
Yes.
I'm going to say something. Hobie. I like it. And I want
yes.
you. Now we can do this the easy way
yes.
or the wrong way. I'm going to get
yes.
in where I fit in. The choice is yours.
You will get in where you fit
thirsty.
In.
You thirsty? I'm going to give you some water.
You know what? I'm done with this album. She done showed her colors all night long. I'm done with all y'all. That is it. I surrender to the funk. All right, look for Momo B. For that guest out of Michigan, Dr. Prisoner D, Miss Elianza, Ross, Move Up J. All right, folks, glad you guys hung with us. Kim, next Wednesday, we'll see you back here on Saturday. God bless.
Hello?
Sister,
can I ask you a question?
You can ask me as many questions as you want to, my sister. You go ahead.
Okay, I'm
going to
say one more time.
Hold on, sister. Let me get my hair to the left. Hold my hair to the left. Okay, let's go.
Put your hair on the left.
You know, no,
well, my hair
is on
my
the
hair.
Right.
And
is to left. So what you gotta
okay,
say
my
now?
Hair is on the right, and I'm bobbing
okay,
my
okay.
head to the right on the side. I'm leaning to the right. So you can get a whole picture of me.
Yeah, listen, I don't want to hear personal business.
How
I just want to know what you got to say to me.
Hell, you going to put me under the bus all through the show, and then on your final thoughts, try to bust me out. I'm just trying.
No. First of all, let me tell you, my final thought, I wasn't even thinking about you. I don't even know what you're talking about on my final thoughts. My final thought was about the callers. I know you was one of the callers, but my final thought was about the other callers that were calling in, saying, I wasn't even thinking about you on my final thought, so we can scratch that right now. I wasn't even thinking about you on my final thought. My final thought was the callers who had a disease and wanted us to diagnose. This ain't house up in this bitch. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. You got an unknown disease. But why would you call into
nice.
The radio show
be
talking
nice.
About some
be
damn
nice.
Disease?
Turn
you know what I'm talking about, that.
You want me to say something?
Are you hollering, Sam? She says, huh?
I don't
you
even
me
know
say
what
something?
To say.
Okay.
Well, listen.
Wait.
Now,
no,
you know
before you go on,
who
this is all lies. She said, Miss Terry, Richard is saying, "Bub, y'all, I'm on Murray Day holiday. She didn't even come back.
Wait,
I don't know where Richard is.
Are they not on a sister to sister time? Hey,
no,
Richard
didn't come in at all, but Miss Terry, Miss Terry probably said, Prince was going on here talking her ish, and she, you know, Miss Terry don't really like you. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Did you just say you don't like me? That's the funniest ish in the world.
Because
I like Miss Terry.
Okay. I'm just
going to
put that out there.
On the real about the subject, though, if somebody don't like you, it's like the only thing that I think that anybody should be concerned about is if it was something wrongful that you did to them or in a way that you offended them, then maybe you should discover why is it. But if it's outside of that, you know you didn't offend somebody or, you know, that was some real deal or you didn't disrespect somebody or violate somebody, then you know what? Guess what? Hey, that's on them if they don't like you. It's not like you. Anybody should lose sleep over anybody not liking them. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? So, quick,
mm-hmm.
for real. But you always should check yourself to make sure you didn't, you know, cross the line. Like for example, Ernest from the Ernest Radio Network. You know, Ernest always, you know, he think I said something about Jesus. And ever since then, he been mad
at
me.
I was still trying to find out.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure it was something that I didn't offend him on. Because what he's talking about is irrelevant because I know
that whole thing is he made up a whole excuse for why he don't like you. He did. He really did. And my thing is, when I heard it, he said like three times the whole explanation. The first time I didn't understand it. The second time and the third time, I don't understand it. But that's his story to tell, and he's telling it. And that's it. But my thing is, if I don't like you for whatever reason, I don't even spend too much time telling other people why I don't like you. I'm just saying, I don't like you.
Absolutely.
That's it.
It is what it is.
I don't even have to have a real clear reason why I don't like you. I just don't like you. And I don't got to tell
anybody.
But
that's an Aquarius. That's an Aquarius trait,
thank you,
because
that's how I am.
But it
I don't
is, though.
Explain nothing to nobody.
One of the Aquarius characteristics happened to be that which you cut a son of a gun off in a minute, and you expect the other person to know why they got cut off. So the people that you cut off be wondering, why the hell did you cut me off? But you feel you ought to know why I cut you off. Don't play no dang old fool. You know why the hell I cut
that's
you off.
That's right.
Right?
You already know.
And that's how you guys,
because
that's
you know
how
why?
You guys
because
grow.
And you know why? Because I don't know why the rest of the Aquarians in the world, but I always warn people ahead of time. Yes, I sure do. I warn you ahead of time because when we friends, I tell you, I like this, I like that, I'm like this, I'm like that. And if I say I'm like a certain way, if I tell you how I move and you don't move how I move, then that's the time you need to separate from me. If you say, oh.
Hello? 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 Oh, my goodness. Either Momo B's phone died, Jay muted her, or the show's really over. I don't know which one it is. Which one do you guys think it is? Hey, man, let me see something. You know what? Because I'm probably not even live, and I think I'm live, and then think I'm recording, so I ain't recording nothing. Sister? This is absolutely absurd. This seems like an invasion of the brother. This is an invasion of that darn Jay Real. He always, he think he's running something.
We told him, for those of you who have not listened, it was about 2.5 months ago, we made an announcement on the network. You ought to listen to it. The announcement came from Sister and I, who have just been muted by the corporate, J. Real, right? We made an announcement that we were the queen bees and nobody will replace us. Neither will there be anybody higher on this network other than the queen bees up in this piece. He has just violated his rights as a host or anything else, and I think everybody needs to put in a petition. Y'all send an email talking about you want us to answer your questions. Well, hell, do me a favor. Send an email and say you want that son of a gun off. Mr. J. Real. Remember the vision. J. Real. Fat, shiny belly that matches his fat, shiny head. Along with. See it in the vision. And all of you are going to see it, too. Blue tube socks. With some old Nikes on. Along with some, let's say, some Star Spangled Banner boxer shorts. Amazing, a piece of something. I can't believe him. Write me a petition. You want my email? Well, you ain't getting it. I want you to write the J. Rail Show. It's called J. Rail at, and I can't even remember. Just look on Facebook. And it's at J. I can't even remember that. Dang. Show you how connected I am. But I am connected, darn it. I don't know what the hell they think they are. And you know what? I can't believe they did my sister like this. But you know what? You reap what you sow. Because she put me under the bus during the show. And she tried to cap on me on her final moment. Think I didn't even get it. I got everything she said. That's all right. That's my sister, though. My sister cool. That darn J. Real, he's something else to be reckoned with. Mr. Elias, I like him. He's so cool and smooth. He texts me. Where you at, girl? I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot. That's my boy. Caught me right before I fell. But that darn J. Real, he always, and remember when I say J. Real, think up. I'm telling you, you are going to remember this. You're going to email and tell him how you remember, how you see him with the shiny belly, big belly, look like a football, with a shiny ball head. With a bandana on his head.
No, man, as a matter of fact, you know the wristband? The sweat wristband? Imagine one of those stretched out on his big, bald head.
And along with that, after the big, bald head, you got those two socks. Matching the boxing shorts that are from them. Like, got stars on them. Blue, white, and red. Or should I say red, white, and blue? Whatever it is. That's your vision. You see it, right? Exactly. How dare he try to kick me off the network? He wanted to kick me off the network. Would you guys let him do that? I know you wouldn't let him kick me off the network. It would be absolutely absurd. We would sign petitions against him. Maybe I'll be the host. I'm going to tell you. That's the second best. Maybe Sister would be third. But you know what you need to do. Vote in my favor to take over the TJRS Radio Network. Final. Sister and sister, I know you're listening out there. That son of a gun, one monkey don't stop, no show. You hear me, J. Real? And every time I say real, everybody's thinking about the real deal. No, they're not thinking about the real deal because you aren't the real deal. They're thinking about the real vision. How can I make that? Real, 1, 2, 3. Meaning. Head with the sweat bandana, the boxing shorts with stars, red, white, and blue, and the tube socks. They have the blue stripes at the top with some old Nikes on and a chocolate, dark, shiny son of a gun with some beady eyes and some bifocals. So every time you listen to the J. Real Show, that's your vision, people. Put it into perspective. Remember what I said, and it is true, that so a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And your words are sharper than any two-edged sword, so as I speak these words right now, that every word, everything that you will see J. Real in the vision of the sweatband with the
style boxing shorts with the blue striped tube socks all the way up to his knees, the old Nike's own, with the big belly. That's what you see. Okay, little son of a gun. I can't believe, well, anyways, listen, guys. I have a life to live. I have a life to live. And I'm going to live it right now tonight. So I'm going to have to let you go. I'm so glad we had this time together. And I hope that we could sing along for me and you for me forever. Good night. Do you remember that from Carbonet? Good night. Good night, everybody. Good on. Maybe that's John Boy. The Waltons. Good night, John Boy. Good night, Sarah Lou. Good night, J. Real. Good night, Natalia. Good night, my sister, sister. Don't forget to tune in to us tomorrow time. Don't forget to tune in to us tomorrow night on the True Purpose Development Show. Keeping it real with Doc and Momo B. And, of course, on that inspirational side, we have a great, great guest that is going to be present with us. It's a surprise. And we're going to be live tomorrow night. We had a wonderful, I want you to listen to the show, I think it was 2 weeks ago. Momo B, and I mean, it was phenomenal. It was a breaking, a transformational show. It was so amazing. I mean, Momo B, she came open with some things, personal things, and it encourages and inspires all of us to be our true self. I mean, again, she inspires me, and I know she inspires you. So listen, you want to tune in to us tomorrow night. You are so wonderful. Don't pay any mind to Mr. J. Real, because he's pointless. J. Real. So I leave everyone to yourself. Say goodbye, Mr. Jerry, as I've told you, it's time to say goodnight. Good day. You thought I was done? Good.